money is being poured into the Belfast-Dublin line. Well, we in Derry, it's delayed and delayed and delayed. We have a phase two, part of the relaying, the refurbishment of the line going on at the minute. It's been promised two or three times down through the years. We've now got a date sort of of 2016, even though this is something we've been fighting for 14, 15 years. And there's no guarantee that it'll even be finished in 2016. Whereas, just this week, a new piece of work on Belfast, Dublin, has been announced to be finished next year, while we are waiting and waiting and waiting. Now, it's not begrudgery. It's not Derry whinging. If you look at the objective facts, you can simply see that Derry has been treated in a very unfair way, and we, and Into the West, want to shout out loud about that.
One very interesting thing is the stretch of line from Derry to Coleraine is frequently named among the world's top railway journeys in terms of scenery. So many people, even in this region, don't know that, and Translink seem to be doing very, very little to actually promote that and reflect that in their investment.
Well, that's true. I mean, there are a number of obvious ways to promote the rail line from Derry up to Coleraine, sort of, and on up the coast, which aren't being done. As you say, so, I mean, everybody, every commentator, every rail user from abroad who comes and uses that line comes out, you know, sort of reeling, sort of, with a delight at the beauty of that journey. And anybody listening who's never taken it should try to. I mean, it comes in past Castle Rock, sort of, and the ocean waves breaking there, and then it comes into Derry through the curve and the loop of the Foyle River, past Ross's Bay and all that. I mean, and they've got this absolutely staggeringly beautiful views. I mean, Michael Portillo of the British Conservative Party, not a man I often quote with approval, I mean, took that and said, that's the most beautiful journey I've ever been on. Michael Palin and his very highly regarded series, Great Journeys of the World, I mean, included the rail line from Coleraine to Derry as among the great journeys of the world. As you say, how many people know this? You wouldn't know it if you looked at the advertisements for TransLink and Northern Ireland Rail. I mean, that journey between Derry and the Giant's Causeway, for example, now there's such an obvious tourist attraction to be advertised that a child could understand. That should be on posters. That should be promoted on radio and television and all the rest of it. And it's not. It's not. I mean, indeed, if it hadn't been, I'm absolutely convinced of this, if it hadn't been for the Into the West Rail Lobby being founded 14 years ago and campaigning, also, but the line will be gone by now. It will be gone. People tell you it's not a big vote winner. That's probably true. Because of the way politics in Northern Ireland are structured. Nevertheless, it's an extremely important issue, and it's not being given the attention which Into the West believes it ought to be given.